Why, hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Movie Reviews on the one and only Movie Deputy Podcast, where you get a little bit of me, a little bit of movie reviews, and a lot of my kitties. They are always a part of my shows, and I wouldn't have it any other way, and I've been in here wrangling them for the last little bit, getting ready to do this episode for you. And as I promised you yesterday, today's episode is going to be a lot more lighthearted and a lot more easy than yesterday's was. Yesterday was a heavy one, that is for sure. But today we are going to be talking about a romance. It's a movie that was made from an adaptation from a book. The author was Karen Kingsbury. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. But the title is Someone Like You. Now, if you are all familiar with her or with this book, you know how the story goes. Even if you are not familiar with this in the least, this is a super cute date movie. This is the kind of movie that you want to take someone that you're falling in love with or somebody that you're in the new stage of a relationship with, and you're just trying to impress and just have be super sweet and super fun. But the thing is with this movie is that is basically Quincy, really the target audience for all of this. Sorry, one of my youngest kittens just jumped from one of my tall shelves in my office onto the desk, hence that loud like boom type sound. Like I said, it is always a blast, and shout out to One Fast Cat. I know it's like a little side note there. That wheel that I have from them, and I'm going to be getting a second one here, but my wheel that I have from them saves my sanity most days. So if you have hyper kitties that need to be exercised and relaxed and just worked and just where they can have fun and play at the same time, definitely check out One Fast Cat. It's definitely worth it. And but I'm going to get totally off track here with the movie. Someone Like You honestly would have, I think, done probably much better as a Lifetime movie or something on Hallmark Channel. It is, like I said, it's super sweet. It's super loving. It's just, it's entirely predictable from the get-go. In the very beginning, we see London and Dawson. They have been best friends pretty much their whole lives. And you expect maybe something to come of that, as this is kind of a romance type movie. But something happens with one of them and it ends up just destroying the family that's involved with this whole thing. But in order to try to pick up the pieces together, they look to the past where there's something that could kind of bring them back together, or not necessarily something, but someone, and kind of how all that plays out. I can't give you the real details on that without any very specifics. It has to do with in vitro fertilization and things like that, so I don't want to go into too much detail because it would be kind of a spoiler for the movie. But when it all kind of comes full circle, everybody, I mean, okay, it's one of these movies, you know it's going to have a happy ending. It's not going to be the one you necessarily think of when you think of a movie such as this, but there definitely is a happy ending at the end of all of this kind of jaggedy brick road and as a way of sorts. Like I said, if you were looking for just a fun sweetheart movie, a date movie for somebody early in a relationship, if you are a hopeless romantic that just can't get enough of stories like this, this is going to be one that you're going to want to check out. Now, innocent or guilty, everything in this is just so just sick. I'm not going to try to get that word out. It is just sweet to the point of rotting your teeth out. You can imagine the word I was trying to go for there, but with my brain, sometimes the words just, it's like the words are in the brain, but they won't come out the mouth always that easily. But yeah, it is. This is one of those movies that is so sweet it will give you cavities. And I mean that in a positive way. I actually mean that in a positive way. But with it being just as overly sweet as it is, it's just an old-fashioned type romance, and it's just so cute in how that's done. So I am giving Someone Like You an innocent rating because there is absolutely nothing in here that would be inappropriate or just off the wall or anything else that would be deemed anything that would give this a guilty rating. It's not even close. Score-wise, I really debated on the score. I noticed a lot of people online are just raving that, giving this like a 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, giving this just super high marks because it, like I said, it's a sickeningly, that's not even a word, just the sweetness that I'm referring to. I mean, it's just a wholesome, cute romance movie. And because of that, everybody's falling in love with it, but I don't just look at that. I look at how well the story is told, how well the characters, I look at the fact, like how the story plays out. And being that this one, like I said, 10 minutes into the movie, you know how it's going to end. At least if you know anything at all about the story. Even if you don't know anything about the story, 20 minutes in and you can figure out how the story is going to end. But you're still curious enough that you want to watch it play out. That's what you get here. And the acting, it was, like I said, they really did pick the right people for this, but I mean, how do you act out something like this without being just totally cheesy? That's the only problem with acting in this, is I don't focus on a lot of the specifics, but it feels like you're watching a production, not necessarily that you're watching the story. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Maybe that's what they were going for with this. And it's just, it leaves you just kind of going, was that intentional? And honestly, the answer could be yes. Like, I have a hard time really knocking it for some of that. But it's the fact that it's making me even question that. And it's just, some days with movies such as this. So ultimately, looking at every aspect of this and looking at the deputy scale and where this ranks and everything, I'm giving Someone Like You a 6 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Like I said, it is just one of those sweet movies that will live with you for a long time. This will surely be people's favorites. Like, this is going to be a movie that you want to love to fall in love with. And I hope that if you are looking to fall in love, that you find the right person and take them with you to go see this movie, or you watch it when it comes on TV, or however it is that you're going to see this. This is definitely one to experience. And it, like I said, it's done in such a wholesome way. There's not all the woke stuff. There's not all of the other stuff that gets worked into so many of these movies. There's none of the alphabet mafia type stuff. None of that. This is just a wholesome, sweet love story. And it's not done by Angel Studios, but it is done by I don't remember the name of the studio. My brain is going to blank. But please check out their website. It's someonelikeyou.movie. And their whole thing is share the hope. So they're kind of doing what Angel Studios have done, to where you can go to the website of someonelikeyou.movie and you can sponsor a ticket for somebody else. Like, they are going to have tickets to give to people. If you can't afford to go see this movie, you can go to that website and you can just kind of fill out some information, and then you'll be able to get your own ticket to go see this movie. And they just wanted to share such a story such as this with everybody. And I think there's a dedication at the end there's two of them, actually, that I wanted to share with you. Like I said, the author is Karen Kingsbury, and I'm not sure the pronunciation on that. But it's in loving memory of Theodore C. Kingsbury. And then also the dedication goes on to read, dedicated to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom all things are possible, even this. And that's a quote from Karen herself, and not like the traditional like internet form of the Karen, just happens to be her name. But like I said, it's just one of those ones that will definitely be people's favorites, and other people that are just so done with stories such as this. This is going to be one that you'd want to avoid. But like I said, if you believe in love in any form, this is going to be one that you're going to want to check out. I will have some more for you upcoming this week, so stay tuned, click the right button so you don't ever miss the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, and I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.